Playing the freshest sounds in the East. Radio Langanga.
It is 13 minutes after 11. It's a Feel Good Fun Friday. It's the 15th of July. It's Hangout Friday. It's right here with Ms. Gabs. And right here, it's Taxi to You, V-Soul, Ms. Gabs. Text coming through. Queen B, listening in from the way from Josie Soweto. She says she deserves a Great Daughter Award because she's never had to lie to her family about money. I've also got Usebede DJ, who says, you know what, I think I should take you to a Msaki concert, Fufu, because wow, uyamthanda. And it's funny how I also just grew so much love for her. Guys, Msaki is the bomb diggity. All right, but we're not about Msaki today. I've got my girl. She's back in the building. Welcome back. A lady who needs no introduction.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back, man.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
When I saw you, I just got a little bit emotional of nostalgia because I remember.
Back in the day.
We started this thing together.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I remember when I got a call. They were like, yeah, no, you're starting your show on Saturday. It's with Ms. Gabs, by the way. I was like, who's Ms. Gabs? Went to the Radio Langa page, started, looking for Ms. Gabs. I started, Googling you into Facebook, Instagram, and I was like, okay. Got a bit of chills because I was like, sure, okay, this person is on radio and I need to co-host with her. Little did I know is that we will definitely get it along with the house on fire. Ms. Gabs, good morning and welcome to the shift.
Thank you so much. It's good in the show.
I know.
It's good to be on the show.
Finally. So it's a Hangout Friday to with you, and we started off this feature and I felt like you are the right person we should start it with.
Oh, thanks, man.
Taxi to You. Mm-hmm. This song, every time I play it and every time I hear it, it's like I'm hearing it for the very first time. Tell me about the song.
So he's a producer, V-Soul really loves music, he'll call you at 3 a.m. in the morning, mm-hmm. and he's like, dude, come through to the studio.
Music never sleeps though.
So he called me one day. He was like, come through to the studio, let's record. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna come through. He's like, I'm gonna need you to write your own lyrics. You know how to write, right? I've always written poetry and stuff like that, so yeah, probably I could write something. I want you to tell a story. Mm-hmm. So I remember this one night, ish, we were out with my friends. And there was this guy walked up to me and he didn't ask me any questions. He didn't say anything. He just kissed me.
Really?
He just kissed me and it was so out of this world.
Have you met this guy? Do you know this guy?
I have not met him.
Yeah.
That was the first and the last time I saw him.
Okay.
Nobody knew who he was. I couldn't get his number from anyone. I was like, where did this guy come from?
Yeah.
All I had was just that memory and that story to tell. Look, hey, it was this guy who walked up to me and he just, Maybe he's somewhere.
Yeah. Waiting. Maybe he's listening.
Waiting. Hey, sing red.
Yeah. And that's just how
the song came about. Yeah. Song, mm-hmm. with Ishman. Can I get your number? Should I ask the barman? I just mm-hmm. need, send me a location, something.
Yeah.
I'll get a taxi, a train, anything.
Just to get to you,
just
man.
Just to get to you.
Such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So the song was released in 2019.
Yeah. Released in 2019.
Dope song. Love the song.
Thank you.
So how did this whole singing music career come about?
I've always loved singing, honestly. I started singing as a kid, but I didn't take it seriously. My mom has always told me, Azwena, you can sing, but I didn't take it seriously. Until 2014, one of my friends, QD, who's at Kalawa Jazz, we should work on something. We worked on something. It wasn't released, but hearing myself for the first time on a record and hearing what I could do, I thought, I should give this a try. This sounds good. And that's when V-Soul was like, you come to studio. And we made this magic, man. And V-Soul was like, nope, this needs to get out there now.
Definitely.
we released it, you know, we didn't get as good as of a response as we were expecting.
Yeah, but that was in 2019.
That was in 2019. Yeah. But, you know, it's lovely to see it picking up, man. You know,
no, it's growing.
People are responding to the song.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
It's definitely growing, and I personally love it.
Yeah.
So, people don't know this, mm-hmm. right? And when I share my story of where does Fufu the Thick Lady mm-hmm. come from? I was like, talk to Ms. Gabs. She'll tell you the story behind it. And so we were in studio this one time. I can't remember whether it was a Saturday or on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were Ms. Gabs, right? Mm-hmm. And you would, you know, back announce your name with the Ms. Gabs with the double Z, double B, double Z. Yes. And I was a fool, right? You mm-hmm. know, and I used to rock thick skin a lot. And mm-hmm. you were like, you know what? And this one time, you were like, you know what? No, it's the zone with Ms. Gabs and Fufu the Thick Lady. And we were like, okay.
This works.
This works.
And it stuck.
And a whole lot of people don't know that this you are the reason I am Fufu the Thick Lady right now. Because you called me that. And I actually wrote, actually, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, man.
And it stuck.
Yeah, you represent thickness with grace.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm, so let's talk about also radio. You were on radio.
Yeah, I was.
And and the reason why you decided to leave was because?
Well, you know, my music started, it demanded a lot of time for me. So, I'm 17. I had to choose one.
Yeah.
And I love radio and I love music, but I felt like, right now, I need to focus on my music career, mm-hmm. you know, grow that. And hopefully one day, I'll make my way back to radio.
Hopefully. We miss you, man. We miss you. Like I said, it's the prodigal daughter. She returns right here on Radio Langa. It feels so, it's nostalgia moment, actually, sitting with you right here. So, we're going to talk about more of, you know, music. Talk mm-hmm. about more of the songs that I know you are recording right now. You mm-hmm. are officially back in studio.
Yeah.
And you've also got a live session that's coming up, but we'll talk about that. So I want us to talk about the song that I'm going to play now, mm-hmm. Thando Leminyaka. What's mm-hmm. happening with it?
Inspired by, I'm not going to say the name, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's this guy that I've been on and off with for quite a while.
Yeah. How long?
I can't even count. Like, it's more than 5-6 years.
On and off?
On and off.
Okay.
You know, we've been on and off, but I think we're officially off.
For now?
No, I think this time
it's official. Yeah.
That we're off, you know. But that's the one person I feel my love for him never dies.
Yeah.
Like, it never runs out. It's always there, you know. And yeah, man.
All right, it's 21 minutes after 11. It's the Hangout Friday session with Ms. Gabs. And actually, I'm plugging you with Ms. Gabs' track, and that is Thando Leminyaka. Enjoy.
Tina njengentsha singamakulandlela akukho ongasivimba xhumela ku 2022 kube unyaka wakho ngo 20 gigs ka 49 rand kuphela leyo I MTN student bundle ye pulse engu 10 gigs kanye nomunye u 10 gigs we MTN home bundle ukungena ku Zoom nezinye izinhlelo ze internet uzophinda uzibeke thubeni lokwina eyodo yama laptop awu 12 noma ukhokhele izifundo zakho noma lokho okuzamayo shintshela ku MTN manje bese ushaya u star 411 hash ungena ku MTN pulse kuzuthola izaphulelo zabane minyaka Enga pansi kula 25. Kune mikomo ni mibandela. Your pulse, your way, everywhere you go. MTN.
It is 26 minutes after 11, and it is Hangout Friday sessions right here on The Shift. It's a 9 to 12 gang, and I'm hanging out with Miss Gabs. Plugged you by a beautiful track that was Thando Leminyaka, and she explained how that song came about. And also, if you've got questions for Miss Gabs, 083-970-9512. So, are we getting more music?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Definitely getting more music.
Definitely. Like, I'm going to be bombarding you with
yeah,
music.
Yeah, yeah, with a lot of music.
Yeah.
There's a song you did with Lala Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Madman. I that's one of my also favorite songs, Madman. Please explain the concept behind Madman.
man, there isn't much to explain. You know, sometimes you just, that guy I'm telling you about, that on and off.
Yeah.
Sometimes
he was like, the madman.
Yeah, I'll go to Yazlo. I don't know how long it's hard to set
up. Yeah, but you stuck around, man, for like close to 4 to 5 years. Dude, 4 to 5 to 6 years, actually.
You know, there's this saying, it's
yeah.
You decide, which, you know what, I am so done.
The heart wants what the heart wants when the heart wants it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's why I stuck around for so long. But I think my heart is... It's enough now.
Yeah.
It's a good right.
It's enough. You've had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had it. All right. So let's talk about your live session.
Yeah.
That's coming up. It's coming up on the 24th of July, happening at Shortlift.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about it.
Well, you know, as live performers,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult for us to get a platform around here. Understandable. You know,
yeah.
We live in a small area. People are used to, you know,
yeah.
certain type of entertainment, you know. But I feel like it's because they haven't really seen what we can do as live performers. You
yeah.
know, people,
yeah.
mabacabanga, my live performers, they think of abantu abadala, you know, people who are boring.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know,
yeah.
But live performance is you know, it's very broad, and there's a lot you can do as a live performer. Mm-hmm. You can perform in my piano live, mm-hmm. you know, you can perform in my house live, you can perform in my jazz live, you can perform a classical song live. Mm-hmm. So that listening session is just to show people how beautiful live music is. And I want to introduce live performers while around in, because
yeah.
we've got a lot of talent.
Yeah. You know,
there are a lot of people who are so talented, but they don't have the platform to showcase their talent. So I'm just trying to create that, you know, for our local artists. And, you know, it's my first event, so...
It's your first event. One of the first of many events.
Please, come
I have a feeling it's the first of many events
yeah.
that's happening. So let's talk about the lineup, or who you have. Who you have there with your live session.
I have Tazia Farrow,
mm-hmm.
incredible vocalist. I mean, I feel like she's underrated, but it's because we don't know her.
Yeah,
like,
true.
We're not exposed to her artistry, so I feel like people need to see her, you know. I have Lady Steezy.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Steezy has been in the game. She's been pushing. She makes beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
I have Imve Miyama Ice, who's a hip-hop artist, and he also makes amazing music.
Yeah.
I have my boy Yosimilane, who's Evanda, you know. Wenzi Traps Gandhi.
Yeah.
Beautiful genre, I'm telling you, it's amazing. So I'd really
love Scandi.
Yes.
Never heard of it, but I'm definitely gonna hear it on the 24th.
You guys should come through for that. Yeah. It's an amazing genre.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, and then it's myself, of course.
Yes.
The live performers. And then we've got two DJs. Badlalela kakhulu ku Afrotech, you know, mm-hmm. Deep Scythe,
yeah.
and Usims, you know, but bashayinamba. So I just wanna fuse.
Yeah.
You know, inamba.
Yeah.
The live music.
And live
show people that it's
yeah.
it's possible. Mm-hmm. It's doable for you to enjoy and just watch people show you what they can do, man.
So we know you as a, you know, a live performance person. I mean, it's
yeah.
not the first time you're going to be doing it. You've been doing it.
Yeah.
I know. I remember these particular Sundays where you would look at the time like, I need to wake up early, cook, clean, because I have to be at Dross.
Yeah.
You did that. Tell us about that. You know, how was it, and why did it end?
You know, performing at Dross was amazing. I don't mm-hmm. want to lie. I discovered a lot about myself as a live performer, and I grew a lot as a live performer and a musician.
Yeah.
It stopped because, you know, Dross went under renovation
yeah,
and stuff
and
like
the
that.
New management, all of those.
Yes, so yeah. there was a lot of administration issues around that, but hopefully we'll sort them out soon. And we'll go back to Dross. But mm-hmm. yeah, man, live performances by Ms. Gabs will always be there, man. Yeah, line up so we keep us on. Soon.
Hopefully. So
yeah.
There's another song that you did with V-Soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sondela.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, please. We wanna know. What's up with the song?
Guys, mean all my songs are inspired by love.
I'm sure all of your songs are inspired by love, right? And
yeah.
you know how Adele has, you know, all her songs, it's like when she's going through the most in relationship, heartbreak. So I want to find out, should the day you stop, you know, being in a relationship with these men, what's going to happen? Are we not going to be getting music anymore?
Here's the thing. Love is not just about men.
Yeah.
You discover Otando everywhere.
Everywhere, true.
And in your family and stuff like that.
So, as deep?
Yeah, I find inspiration everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote Africa, for instance. That's also inspired by love.
Yeah.
It's not to handle the relationship. It's just love for my country, love for my continent.
Yeah.
Love for my people. So love is broad, man. Love is broad. I'll always have love to inspire me.
So Sondela is another love song.
Of course.
Okay. Before we get to Sondela, I've got a text coming through. Trevor Mandelanga wants to, you know, find a hello, Fufu and Miss Gabs. I just want to know what inspires her to have so many tattoos. Are there any meaning to it, or maybe it's just for the love of art? And actually, how many tattoos do you have?
Oh, okay. Let me start with the how many. I lost count.
Is that how much you have?
Yeah, I have quite a lot of tattoos. My tattoos are inspired. I love flowers. I love music. And if you check most of my tattoos, it's mostly flowers and something that's got to do with music.
Yeah.
Also, I have these tiny inspiration quotes that have gotten me through the most in life, you know. And I have my EP written on my arm, you know, the prelude to my EP.
Yes. Yeah.
Restoration Discovery for me was self-discovery.
It
basically was.
And that's an amazing EP. It's an amazing EP.
So all my ink has meaning, you know, every single one.
So you've lost count. If you were to estimate the number,
let's say
how many?
20.
20.
Yeah.
You know, when I got my fourth tattoo, I was like, this is it. This is it. And then you see someone with a really nice looking ink, and you're like, actually, maybe number 5 would not be so bad. Is that how you got to more or less 20?
Yeah. You know, every time I get a tattoo, I was like, no, this is my last one.
And yeah.
I see something else, I'm like, oh, I really want to go get it.
Yeah.
And my artist is amazing, man. I feel like seeing him is like a therapy session.
Yeah.
So,
and getting that ink is a therapy session too, as well.
So sometimes it's just for therapy.
For therapy.
Yeah.
All right, it's 34 minutes after 11. I was still hanging out with Ms. Gabs right here on the shift, and she's with me all the way through to 12 o'clock. I'm going to plug you with another track, and this is, you know, her featuring Vsauce. It's called Sondela, but before that, let's pay the bills.
Start 2022 with an MTN Boza Gigs MBB deal and get an LTE MiFi router plus 20 gigs of data for your work or studies for just $4.99 once off. That's 5 gigs of anytime data, 5 gigs of Night Express, and a free 10 gig home bundle to access Skype, Zoom, Teams, and more. Plus, you'll get unlimited access to MTN Online School. So visit an MTN store or selected retailers today. T's and C's apply. Everywhere you go, MTN. The Shift with Fufu the Thick Lady. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday to Friday on Radio Langa.
It's 21 minutes after 11 o'clock. It's Sondela, Vsauce and G-Strings and Miss Gabs. What a track. What a track.
I really hope this guy's listening to this. Yes.
Yeah, Vsauce. Yeah.
I hope you're listening to this.
Yeah, Vsauce, if you're listening, my guy, we need a whole entire album. Dude, please.
We've been saying we're going to work on an EP together.
Yeah, and?
Time.
I know you've worked with, you know, so many local artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who is that one person? That one person you really want to work with? You dying to work with?
I can't choose one because there's so many.
Okay, name a few locally. Name three locally, and then nationally. Gay, you know, the bigger artist, the man. You give me another three.
I'd love to work with Fanzo. Fanzo makes magic, man. He is magic hand. You
okay.
know. I'd love to work with Vsauce again, man.
Mm-hmm.
Vusi, bro, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And I'd really love to work on a project with Tazia. Tazia's an amazing vocalist.
So it's Fanzo Magic Hand, Vsauce and Tazia.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
hopefully
they're
listening, guys.
Hopefully.
Your girl is crying. She really wants to work with you. Okay, so give me with the, you know, the bigger artist that you want to work with.
I'd love to work with Gabza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gabza, the small, beautiful music.
You know, I saw you posted a picture. I think we'll say Piano Hub at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I saw that, I was like, something's coming.
We recorded something.
Yeah.
But again, time, we haven't had time to sit down and, you know, sort it out. But hopefully we release that soon.
Because, yeah.
You know, I feel like that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to work with Msaki.
Oh, yes. Damn. Yes.
And, you know, I love to reach, you know, black coffee. Dude, wherever you are.
From your lips to hear God's
me.
Ears.
Hear me.
Definitely from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah,
You had the privilege of actually sharing a stage, Nomsaki.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How was that for you?
It was amazing. I mean, sharing a stage with her, actually talking to her, you know, and she told me that, you know what, you're really good at this. Whatever happens, no manga vilani in this industry, it's not gonna be easy, but you're gonna have to keep pushing.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, your craft is beautiful, and you know, I'd love to see you there someday. And I took those words to heart, man. You know, every time I feel like giving up, I'm like, you know what,
Msaki once
backstage
said
Msaki, what?
Yeah.
No magungezmo yungagana.
Yeah.
I must never give up. So yeah, man.
And then let's talk about your, I don't know, it wasn't sudden, but you've since relocated.
Yeah.
Right? And how's that going? Why this decision of suddenly wanting to relocate?
Opportunities, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mausekdini nezinto, things take time to get to you.
True.
So since I spent a lot of time that side in Gauteng, I've had the opportunity of working with Junior Torres, bro.
I mean.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Is this happening
and
to
how's
me?
And how's that going?
Woo! I can't wait for you guys to hear what we did together.
His
project is absolutely beautiful. He's releasing it in September.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and tour and push that. But he said, in his words, we made magic, you know, and so I can't wait for you guys to hear that. I also got the opportunity of performing in, you know, places I've never been to, you know, jazz pubs, and getting the vibe. And
I saw also you once shared a stage with, was it Langa Mavuso?
Oh, no. we actually met.
Oh, you guys met.
Yeah, we met at Short Left, and he was like, you know, float me your music. Let me listen to what you're doing. You know, he got back to me. He was like, well, this is pretty good. You know, you should keep pushing. You know, when people just encourage you, keep pushing.
Yeah.
Do not give up. So those words, man, they take us very, very, very far.
And what is your favorite song right now? That one song that every time you hear it, you're thinking, yeah, this is a beautiful song. Apart from your songs,
no, I'm not gonna mention my song. There's this song Yagamsaki no Kabza. What's the title of
Kusela?
The song?
Yes, that one.
Kusela.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I felt like that was just a prayer written for us, guys.
I know.
I know.
Because every time I play it, I feel like I'm in some different realm.
That's my
favorite
song.
It's a beautiful
song.
Right song.
It's an absolutely beautiful song. And I listened to that song. I got goosebumps. I cried. I was like, yeah, this is it. This is it. So that's my favorite song.
And you do want to work with both Kabza and Msaki. I can imagine. When you know, you're behind the mic and Kabza is on the beats, and I can really, really, really imagine it.
Yasin, let me say, I can't wait for it to happen. I'm putting it out there in the universe. It's gonna happen. Yeah.
It's definitely gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, a whole lot of people who don't know a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
I pray.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. I pray. I thank God for life.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for protection. I thank God for the abundance He's given me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask my ancestors to never, ever, ever leave my side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to always be there for me, to always show me mangabe ngiyaphetha, inyathelo zami ziyaphetha.
Yeah, yeah.
To bring me back ukuthi ngihambe indleleni, you know. I feel like that's what gives me strength. Just praying.
And how has the support been in terms of your career, your family, the community at large, your friends?
Oh, I have wonderful friends. I mean, my friends, Lerato Nokabe, Palisa, Snekuku, my brother, my mother, I have...
Shirley Havens? Yeah.
It's complicated.
Okay, but... you know what? We'll talk about it off mic.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, you know, I have very supportive people around me. I have amazing friends, people who pull through for me. No manga big tiwani. I mean, I consider my band my friends as well.
Yeah.
Those guys have been with me through thick and thin, you know.
Yeah.
We stuck it out. Kunzima, no manga big nzima kangakanani. So I also consider them my friends. You know, people who support me, no manga big kwenzakalani.
Yeah.
I consider them my friends. And my family is honestly amazing. My mom is doing the most. She's my only pillar of strength, financial structure, support, everything. Her friends also around her, and they're doing the most. You know, I mean, I have quite amazing people around me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
My journey has been tough, but I've had people support me. No mangabe kunjani.
No mangabe kunjani, ne? I have a text coming through from Assembly. It says, Miss Gab sounds like she's still very much in love with that guy. But you did say, you know, that on
I
and off guy.
Say,
you did
I
say,
did say, no, not that I am in love with him.
Yeah. It's that little time
I love him.
Yeah.
It's different. I've gotten to a point where I don't want to be in a relationship with him. Kodwa ngimfisela konke okuhle.
Yeah.
I wish him happiness. I wish him prosperity. If anything would happen to him, I would be devastated.
Yeah.
You know? But I do not want to be with him.
Yeah.
So I'm not in love with him. I love him.
You
love
him. It's very different. Mm-hmm. Very fine line. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got Flying Away coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the song.
King Touch Myself.
Mm-hmm.
The song speaks for itself, man. Speaks for itself. I'm not gonna say much.
You're not gonna say much. Okay.
Yeah.
You once did this for a living. You used to Beckanal song and you know link. So link us to the song. Link us to the song.
King Touch featuring Miss Gabs. The name of the song is Flying Away. Taking you through to Gonja Uban's car too much. I can't even see the time.
It's 10 minutes after 11. We take 10 minutes to 12 o'clock.
12. Yeah, 10 minutes to 12. We're gonna take you to the song. Hope you guys enjoy it.
And it's 53 minutes after 11. Woo, still hanging on, Miss Gabs. I got like 7 minutes to literally bounce out of here, but I can't. I really can't, you know. So we need to talk to the Lunchify gang and be like, you know, can we just flip over and make it the 9 to 3 o'clock gang? You know, because, you know, it's such a vibe. It's really such a vibe. So yeah, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
We wish you everything more and the best. For your lips to God's ears. I know you want to collaborate with Black Coffee.
Of course.
You want to collaborate with Gabza. You want to collaborate with Msaki.
Yeah.
Locally, it's Fanza, Tazia, and also Viso.
Yeah.
So from your lips to God's ears, rather, it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Live session. Nizzling live session happening on the 24th of July.
Yes.
Short left, Miss Gabs. I'm going to be there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I hope everyone else is going to be there.
I'm
going to
be there.
Yeah,
as well.
Listen, man. Listen, opening, guys. Support your local
Mr.
artists.
Mr. K, you've
it's
got your hand up.
It's gonna be a great show.
No, are I'm you? Saying I'll be there.
Mr. K is also gonna be there.
On, man. I you already know this, man. I fully respect you and I appreciate your art.
Oh, thank you.
And still looking forward to more projects from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, man, you shine the light to our smaller Nyana town around here.
You definitely
Aslala,
do.
Aslala.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, thank you. That means so much to me, man.
So yeah, thank you very much. And that was our very first Hangout Friday session with Ms. Gabs. And I'm sure this is the start to many more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I couldn't have any other way. You know, you had to be the first person coming through. So thank you. Thank you very much. So we have something here. So are you going to do a little freestyle, Nyana? You have to. We really have to. So
a freestyle or a cover?
I don't know. Mr. Manager says freestyle. So you need to freestyle. So we're going to plug you with the backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So guys, I love you guys to the moon and back to infinity and beyond. Please have yourself an amazing weekend. Same time, same place. Monday morning. The thick lady loves you. Mwah! Toodles. And right here is Miss Gabs. Let's go. Mm-mm-mm.
Miss Gabs on the mic, bringing you nothing but good vibes on a Friday morning. Miss Gabs on the mic, chilling with the thick lady, bringing you nothing but the sunshine. Feel the sunrise. Feel the sunrise. You're Miss Gabs on the mic, Alicia Keys on the beat, Olinda Umpekile, Umsasela Meshu Funi Freestyle. I've never had to do this before, but I hope I did it justice. Hey, thank you for the mic. Thank you for the mic. Hey, Miss Caps on the mic. Questa waiting for his show. So yes, Kosha, now me saying your hand. I'm saying goodbye. Thank you for having me. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you.
Playing the freshest sounds in the East. Radio Langanga.